in Parshas Kisisa, you have the Sidre Chet and Tshuva, I guess, the Mahalach of Chet, its worst Eifin, that's one Nekuda. In other words, the Chet of the Eagle stands in the same row as the Chet of Eitz Hadas and Churban and so on. And then you have certain Sidre Kapara, Lamashal, you have your Gimel Midas, you have the Tzuras HaTfilah, and different Giluyim of the counterparts, Chosavis, Chosavis Stops, and so on. One Oifen over here that's Pelodic is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Megala to him are certain Inyan of Ikuv HaPuranas. And he says, Va'ato hanicholi v'yicha apibem v'chalim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hanichem li. So, it's very, very hard to understand. Chazal point out that this is where he gave him a Pesach. There's a kind of internal stira in which is a very big Inyan. Ki'ilu, was the Ratzon Hashem to be Mechaladim, or was the Ratzon Hashem to be Mispal? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him, Hanichem li, which is a, on the one hand, it seems to be telling us that he should let go, and he shouldn't hold on to him, and he should bedafka allow him to be, he should bedafka allow him to chas v'shalom destroy Chai Yisrael. On the other hand, Chazal point out that this gufa itself is a remez, that he's telling him, anichali, like Rashi brings, it's like telling somebody, if you want, you can stop me. So then this is, what's the pshat in such an hug? On the one hand, I mean, if we were to ask somebody, we were to ask him, what is the Ratzon Hashem? So he would definitely tell him the Ratzon Hashem is to destroy Klal Yisrael. On the other hand, there's a subtle Ratzon Hashem telling him that you shouldn't destroy Klal Yisrael. In other words, how do you understand over here the stira between the so-called, the overt Ratzon Hashem to the covert Ratzon Hashem? It's a very, very deep Inyan, it's not really Linyaneinu, but a certain Nekuda over here that we want to try to understand. Secondly, there's Chazal over here. Chazal say that every time, it's a Yalkut in Parshas Truma, it says every time that a Kodesh Baruch Hu says Li, it means to be lo'olam. It's the Yalkut brings it to Sefri, it's a Sefri in Bamidbar. It says Kol Mokrim Shenema Li. It's going on the pasuk V'yikli Truma, V'yikli Truma Engsevka V'yikli Li. Kol Mokrim Shenema Li Hareza Kaim Lo'olam. Anytime the word Li is written, it is eternal. Hareza Kaim Lo'olam Olme Olamim. B'skeinim it says Isfali Kahanim V'chianu Li V'levim V'yili Alevim. Yisrael, Kili b'nei Yisrael, so vice ois, but the Melachim kiri isibon of the Melech, ba'aretz, Kili kol ha'aretz, and so on. So you have here, every time it says the word Li, it's nitzchiyistik. Really, that it's very hard to understand what is the Nekuda, if so, manifshach. It says B'Yisrael, Kili b'nei Yisrael. So, then, it causes nitzchiyistik. Here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to destroy Klal Yisrael. The Magala Mukis speaks about it, and the Magala Mukis touches it, and he says that when he says Hanicha Li, he meant, he was saying to him, take away the Li. The Magala Mukis, Kedaka, HaKadosh Baruch Mukis is an awesomely deep sefer, very complex, very deep, very difficult. He writes very much Remiza. And he writes that the Li, in the Gemara says that in Kedushin, you need to have the word Li, it should be Yadayim Mechichos. So the Ariat Mekudeshes Li is sort of, the Li is the thing that makes the Kedushin, the word Li. And B'meila, Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu, to be Mafkia, the Li, and B'meila, Klal Yisrael would be, he could destroy Klal Yisrael. That's the Megala Mukis. But Ech Shaloyeh, he touches on this Chazal, And ki'ilu, he's trying to answer the stira. Chazal is saying that there's a word li over here, and the word li is something that means a kesha of nitzchias, and he's telling it to be mafkia the kesha nitzchias. Manefsha, isn't that a stira mineu bay? If it says that there's a kesha nitzchi, haki mafkia it by definition. I mean, he brings this chazal, and he's saying that that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to be mafkia the li. That's a dover that needs to be addressed over here. Chazal also say, the Gemara in Brachas says a lashon that's also a paldik lashon. It says vanichali, it's melamed ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu was being kaviyochol toifes bebigdoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he told him hanichali. So it's a lashon chazal that is the halfly of a fellow. It's very, very hard to understand. And the Goyen here says a pshat, and we'll try to understand with the Goyen what he says here. Va'ato nichli. So the Goyen says, Melamed shetofas mois HaKadosh Baruch bebigdoi ke'odom ha'toifes lechaveiroi. Ha'mayim hazeh tomua, ma she'ein ha'pe yochel edaveh, v'cholil loyma shadvan kipshutom. Avar chas ha'sholom v'yish loyma, so he says a klal like this. He says, anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kairish shame on it, that is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the Malach should go there, it's called Hashem Ha'ilach Lefnehem. I would shtoltzu, he doesn't shtoltzu, but the Chazal, like it says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to kairish Mayan Tzadikim, different in Yonim, where anything that Shayach, now he says like this, Valkeni says, as long as the Luchas were in Klal Yisrael, you couldn't destroy Klal Yisrael. As soon as he gave them, because he gave them something that Shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's Ki'ilu there's a Chelek HaKadosh Baruch Hu in it. V'kemoisha Odom Mekadish Isha B'Kesef. It's like a person when he's Mekadish Isha B'Kesef, so she's holding on to his Kesef, and B'Mela they can't be a Pirut without Gerishim. And even though he says over here, the luchis ashavur, but kivush ashvarim kayomim adayin on oichzen laKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mafirisanu, ve'havik moishu tofus v'yadeinu. Lekach omel HaKadosh Baruch Hu hanichali. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the Goyen says here, a mafeach in the inyan. The Goyen says that just like anytime there are things that are a kesha between two gufim, two inyanim, the kesha is through some sort of other inyan. As long as that kesha is kayam, it's not shayach to break it apart. As long as that chayfet is kayam, it's not shayach, and therefore it can't be nisparit. I want to be yoyer to a certain oimek of this inyan. The chiddush is not lemashal. It says that klal yisrael, as long as we have Torah, yisrael v'kutchabricha v'irais echadu, it's all one inyan. So we understand that. We learn Torah, and Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chochmah, and we dove HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chochmah. That's an inyan that is not such a chiddush l'gufo shel inyan. This is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses himself. A person does mitzvahs, miloshen tzeves, and he's mechuber, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'chulu. That's an inyan that is, that doesn't have that much of a chiddush to it. The Goyen is being yoyered on another nekuda here. And the Goyen is saying, the luchas, even when they are shvurim, still they have this shem of chivur. Just like, I would add, by kedushin, even though the moment is kolsa, even though the money is gone, still it still exists. In other words, the chiddush over here is that the shivri luchas themselves, as long as it's in Klal Yisrael's hands, there's still Shaya HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chadim. And the Shaila that we have to ask is, what is Shivei Luchas? It's more than that. Chazal say that the Oisius were Baruch Hu, and they were left with just the bits and pieces. If the Oisius are Parach, so it's Ki'ilu, what Kedusha is there in a Sefer Torah, or what Inyan is there, I should say, in a Sefer Torah, if the letters are raised and you're left just with the cloth? So a person keeps it in his aron and so on. What's the tachas of that? There's a goyin that complimented. The goyin says in a Shir Hashirim. It says in Shir Hashirim, "Hanitzonim niru ba'aretz, esa zamir higia b'kol ator nisham ratzenu." So the goyin says, "Ha'inyan ki machmas sha'avoyis munachim ba'aretz, nuchal liskois b'schuson." So the Goyen says here a chiddush neira. Eliyahu HaNavi, l'mashal, who's gone from Klal Yisrael, is not someone that we can be nitfas. I mean, he's still a malach and he exists and so on. It's because the others have kvura. It's not just the pshat that we know where the cave is. The pshat is because there's a metzias of something left in this world that has a shem avis on it, kivrei avis, that allows us to have a schus through them. It says in the pasuk, "L'kdoishim asher baretz hema v'adiri kol cheftzavim," that the kdoishim that are in the aretz. So one inyan the Goyen says is the inyan of the avos that are kvura. V'chein inyan beluchos harishonim ushniim shalei hoya simcha Yisrael kiyom kippurim yom shenitnu beluchos ashniim shekivim shem gnuzim ba'aretz l'sheshakach ha'edus. So the Goyen says the simcha that was there on the luchos shniyos wasn't because there was an inyan of now they have luchos. I mean, the pasuk pshat is they didn't have Torah, they didn't have luchos. Luchos shnios, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave luchos. The Goyen says, since luchos shnios were nignas, that means that luchos shnios, at least in the guf shevoi, remains with Klal Yisrael, similar to the k'doshim asher ba'aretz. V'chein ha'inyan beis hamikdash. That's why they're called Nitzanim, because that can be Matzmiach Adava Toiv. So the Goyen says over here that included in this inyan of inyanim that the geniza of the guf shevoi is a matana for Klal Yisrael, is shayach to Klal Yisrael, is the avos, luchos shnios. I would say all the inyanim that says that were nignas, the mishkan and so on, all are part of this element. Let's try to understand this, the oim kushal dava, what it means over here. The chiddush here is to create a knot with somebody, to create some sort of kesha. Let's take the example of kedusha first. There's a halacha of kol sekinyana. There's a halacha that if a milva was used up already, you can't be mekadesh with it. I can't be mekadesh on money that was. I can only mekadesh that money that is. But once I'm mekadesh, the kedushin doesn't go away stam. I need to be mafkir. The inyanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, so long as we have a tfisa, so long as we hold on to it, even if the gufa inyan or the gufa siba is not kayam, it still is a reason why we why we're attached. So the word where it says it, we learned it in the Gemara actually. It says that he sent David and he told him Besaru Bosom Tikach. So the Gemara says David that's me'arev beinoy lebeino. The word aruba means two things. Chazal are playing the word on two meanings. One is like an erevon, like a mashkin, and one is attached. In other words, if I give somebody a mashkin, I remain attached even if I'm gone or whatever. Ulamaisa was still mechuber. An erev remains mechuber even after the halva. And the kedushin is called arubasam because once the man was mekadesh the isha has a kedushin of the man, the so-called the kesef kedushin, like the Goyim calls it. And then, even if they've moved away, they're still mechuber. To get something, the chiddush that the Goyim is being mekadesh here is. To get something, for a person to be called an Adam, for a person to have a name and a metzias, he needs to be born and living and doing. For his zecha to remain, you need a tfisa kolshu and something left over. A little bone left over in this world retains him as a chelik of this world. So the metzias, the mashal let's take with kivrei tzadikim. It says Kivet Tzadikim is an Inyan. The Pasuk says that by God is Mechoykeik is Safun. The Moshe Rabbeinu was called the Mechoykeik is Safun in Sheichel God. His Kaver is in God. Lamaisa, we don't even know where his Kaver is. But since Lamaisa, within the world of God, within the Tchum of God, there is the Zeich of Moshe. All we know about Keva Moshe is that it's in Shevet God. So that makes the Mokom Negia to Moshe Rabbeinu the Chelek of God. In other words, anything left over that we hold on to is attaches to the rest. Just like if a person has a big beged and you hold on to the smallest end of the beged, you bet some holding on to the entire person. So let's say a person has shackles or rope or leash attached, and he runs away from me, and he's gone, I can't even see him. As long as I'm still holding on to a rope, I'm not letting go of the person. And the Mela, I always have the option to pull him back or to come back or to go back. That's the oimik of the word li. That Chazal say in the Medrash over there, that wherever there's a word of li, that means it stays l'netzach. And the shaila that we asked was, the manavshach. So what does it mean, hanicha li? The Megalamukha says that because Klal Yisrael is v'yikhu li truma, it says that Klal Yisrael is li, v'isem li skula, Mikola Amim, so that Li made Klal Yisrael permanent. So Manavshach, so how can HaKadosh Baruch Hu get rid of them? How can HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroy them? The Teretz is, what it means is as follows. If I give somebody else a mashkin, then I am attached to that person. The person has a watch of mine. The watch is worth $1,000. $1,000 of mine is sitting in his pocket. Whether I want it or not, that's within the nature of the mashkin that I'm attached to it. The option to disengage is in the person that I gave my mashkin to. In his hands is that option. So it's the pshat, it's not permanent in a sense absolute, but it's permanent mitzad de noisin. I gave you my mashkin. If the lova so the if the malva so desires, it's cholov. He says mine. And that's it. I'm keeping it for chayiv. If he chooses, he can give it back. So when a person endows, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu endows Kohanim, Yisrael, all the other things, Mishkan, says Mishkan is li. The Mishkan was Nignas. So where's the li? The Teretz is, it says the Mishkan is called a Mashkin, because it's a Mashkin for Abba Nisem for Yisrael. And the Mishkan didn't last, Chathila wasn't meant to last forever. It still says V'yikholi Truma. The Teretz is, that's all mitzad the makabel, the decision. Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, once he called Klal Yisrael Li, once he called, the Mishkan has Hashem V'yikholi Truma, so now it's up to us. The option is completely in our hands to engage it or disengage it. That's the mitzvah of these inyanim. So you have an avoda, which is the guf avoda, in other words, doing the right thing that causes whatever it is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do right. And there is something that is, I can hold on to it. Even if I'm not there, those inyanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was koveya, the lead, that's where it's shaykh to hold on to it. Even if the person is not shaykh to it, he cannot let go and still remain attached. Those are the inyanim of that have things left over that seem to be just a shadow, the guf of the avos, like the Goyen says, the shivri luchos, the Mishkan after its nignaz, the Luchos Shnias after its nignaz, all those inyanim that are just a shadow of what was, just a little fringe of what was, that's all belongs under that same inyan. Wherever there's a kviyas shem of li, it becomes musr to the one that's toifis in it. The li sheboy is forever. In other words, if I give the woman kesef kedushin, so the kesef itself doesn't stay forever, but areat mekudeshes li betabasu, the li sheboy stays forever. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said visam li am skula, even after all the skula passed, in other words, the yichud of Klal Yisrael mitzad its ma'isim is gone, the li remains there. There's nothing, we know there's nothing comes for nothing. There's no such thing as a benefit without return. In other words, what's the avoda here? So let's understand it. A person has a very difficult matzav shalom bayis, and he has two choices. Right now, the chayim is not bearable, and it's very, very difficult. And he can stop it. He can break it. He can get divorced, and that's it. Or he can deal with it and hang on for a few years of very difficult years, and then it'll be very good. And then it'll be normal. If the person decides to hang on, so then the pshat is that he bets him wants the other person. At the deepest nekuda, the li is still functioning. Everything else that's kosher nesuin, every other sniff and seif of nesuin is no longer functioning, except for the mekudeshes li shabbat. So when a person chooses to hang on, it's the pshat that he's toifis that nekuda as a nekuda that's important. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the dialogue here, the vikuach or the double mashmos in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's message to Moshe is that ve'ato hanicho li v'achalim. In other words, Amor Zoris, the Shoshu Averis, the Chet HaEgel was the most terrible Avera. In the practical world of what there is over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael are through. Everything that exists between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kiloyon is the Matzin. Everything is Chorav. Avodah Zarah is the Shayosh of all mitzvahs and all Averis, and Klal Yisrael Har Sinai, to go to Avodah Zarah, was not really Avodah Zarah, yes, really Avodah Zarah, but Tachos, bottom line is, it's that. The only thing that Klal Yisrael has left is the Li. In other words, this double meaning here is very specific. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael, there's nothing left here except for Li. And b'meila the chait is going to take a terrible punishment. Klal Yisrael will be destroyed over the Darius, but just slowly. All pekidas, all korbanos, the Klal Yisrael are shayosh there. In other words, there was a complete breakdown. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, there's one thing you have left, and that's the v'isem liskula. You can decide to hang on despite, or you can decide to let go. It's mitzad the rutzin, let's call it, of the entire element that exists. It's vachalim. Mitzad, if Klal Yisrael picks on the li, then it stays. But that li is only in the kuda, the way genizes are. Just like the ovos today, the kaveh that we have is a bone of what was there. Just like the luchos that we have, they are somewhere, but they don't really exist. Just like luchos rishonis, where all you have is broken pieces of stone without oisius, but it has a shaychus to something, that's the nekuda that stays. And that was the gilui. It's shayach that Klal Yisrael should hang on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu just because they want to hang on.
We're talking here about the Dvarim on the Rosh Olam, we're talking about Chet HaEgel and the Oimek of Pidya Tikva in the Matz Chet HaEgel. Let's take it down to much more mundane level of Oda and so on. There's a famous Sefer Yosha, which is Meyuchas Rabbeinu Tam. He speaks about the Me'av and Me'asina. And he speaks about that ups and downs are normal to a person's avoda. People have tkufas when avoda Hashem goes well, and tkufas when it doesn't go well. And that is built into the Metzias HaDvarim. That's the way it is. It's cyclical. And he explains how the cycles, some are shorter, longer, what a person can do to make the good cycles, the peaks longer and the valleys less, and he speaks about it. But at the end, he writes, the most important thing about it is lebal yonia hakoil. One thing is when a person is on the downswing, a person should not leave the whole thing alone. Kim yaniach hakol yover hakol, v'im yachzik b'miktzas or yochas b'miktzas, v'bo hayomim, it'll come back to him. In other words, there is an avoda of just holding on to something. When a person, the mistake people make is everyone goes through a down tkufa, and the person is quote unquote honest with himself, and he says, you know, I am in a terrible mood today. I don't feel like coming to Beis Medrash to learn. What's the point of it? I'm only fooling myself. I'm only fooling everybody else. Or I'm going to go through the motions of davening today, or whatever it is. And the person feels that faked, it's midas ha'emes. So he's making a mistake. If the midas ha'emes is a person who makes believe he's learning, and he thinks he's learning, or he's doing it to show other people that he's so-called learning, and same thing with everything else, that's sheker. And that's where a person needs Musa on Midas Emes. But let's say a person is in a bad mood with somebody else. So if he's nice to him because he needs his money, or needs some favor, that's chanufa, that's sheker, that belongs all in the world of bad. But let's say the person does it because he wants to keep a mental relationship. Machlokas is easy. I'm going to do whatever I can. I will force myself to smile, to be nice, so that we get over this rocky patch in the marriage, and then we'll be able to have a normal marriage. I have a normal relationship with the person, and, you know, his anger will subside, and things will get back to normal. That quote-unquote fake or false is not novea from Midas HaSheker. It's novea from this midah where the person wants to be toifis. He wants to hold on to it, whether it's the friendship, whether it's the spouse, whether it's the society, whatever it is that he's doing. That's a gilui of a very deep kesha. That's not Midas HaSheker. That's the gedder of Mutar Shalvei Hashalom, but it's not a het, that's faket. It's telling me a person has a difficult child and he needs to pass through a tekufa with it. And the person holds on and acts civilly, doesn't lose his temper and so on. It's because he wants the child, b'niyato. And that's what the person wants out of it. That's the oimik of kesha, that all the person is doing is just holding on for dear life. So what the Sefer Yosha is telling us is, understand that in Avodah, there's two levels of Avodah. There's the Avodah Maisis, and there's holding on to the Ribbono Shel Olam, holding on to the Torah, just holding on. And if a person holds on, then the person's Megala, a much deeper kesha to the thing, adarabha. Sometimes in a matzav of chet, there's a gilui, because if things are not going, and I still hold on to it, then it's the pshat, because for all the money in the world, I that's what it says over here. So the Sefer Yosha is saying how to deal with it. There's one, the big chelik of the Sefer Yosha is to deal with it and to cope with it and to improve this part and to this and that and fine and so on. But the bottom line, he says, is after everything's said and done, don't allow it to become, to let go of it completely. A person takes it a little easier, a person does shinuyim, but the difference between not doing it, between not showing up and showing up, is Shemayim Varis. One is the pshat, he's holding on, and when the tekufa passes, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends out Shemayim, it goes well. And the other part is the person let go of it, and then it's gone forever. Because once you let go of it, now you have to restart the process. That's the limud. The parasha of the Chet HaEgel is the most profound parsha of it's the most profound parsha of Klal Yisrael, because the Chet HaEgel strips away every chelka toiv of Klal Yisrael, and nothing is left worthwhile except for those things that can't be eradicated. And the Goyen says, even if the thing is lifeless, if a person's schus avos, if a person deheres, he's a son of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. If a person, I mean, the Chazal Darshan that Shilaiter Rebbeim, that if the machzik b'maiseh, oichzim b'maiseh avoseim, or not oichzim avoseim, that children suffer the fate of parents depending if they hold them maiseh or not. If a person deheres himself as a chain of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, that with children of Avos HaKadoshim, if the person that has that, then he has it. because he's holding on to it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over. The nitzchias of the kesher is in our hands. It's not automatic forever to each yachid, whatever. It's automatic forever for us. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said li, v'yisem li skula, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu forged a bond with everyone in Klal Yisrael that is like Hareat Mekudesh as li. He was Ushmeina Karasa Bishimcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us his name. That is made us a li to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What that means is, A, it's in our hands, and it also means that you don't need to take on, even if you're not holding by any maisim that caused the schia to start with, you don't need that to hold on. To hold on, you need just to want to hold on. To not to let go of it. The schus of Klal Yisrael is HaKadosh Baruch Hu said hanicholi, just let go, and then vachale, and then the saying was, would Klal Yisrael hold on to a few broken stones, that all they are is a zecher of a zecher, that they're a zecher of luchos that were whole and written with an etzba lekim, or would Klal Yisrael let go of those stones? If Klal Yisrael held on to it, Moshe held on to it, that means that we haven't let go yet. The zecher of just the fact that it's li still remains. It's true of every person that's coming now towards an end of his man and a bein hazman and with all the rufyonos and everything like that, and nothing works quite as well as we have expected to. In terms of everything, the nisayon is, even if we look at the entire package and say it's full of holes, but are we holding on or not holding on? Do we come to the Beis Medrash even when the head is not into it or not? Do we come to minyan in the morning whether we're in the mood for a warm, tremendous davening, or just to hold on to it? An Adam Gadol, Rabbi Malan Zechon Evracha, the biggest Talmid of the Mir, towards the end of his life, was a very bad. He had a lot of cardiac illnesses, and he died of a heart attack. His Zalmana told me that Friday night he would schlep himself to go to yeshiva to daven. It was quite far. Most of the Olam used to sit and learn all Thursday night, so very few people davened there b'chol Friday night. And he was struggling to put on his boots on a cold night, and it was very hard for him to bend over. He couldn't breathe, it was difficult. And she asked him, why are you pushing so hard to go to yeshiva when there's nothing doing there anyway? And he said, I don't want to let go. Once a person lets go, then there's nothing there. The avoda for matzavim that are rifyon is the avoda of hanging on. A person shouldn't look at himself and say, what's the point of it? The learning was a piece here, a piece there, my mind was into it, the davening was, I was daydreaming this, I was that, the other thing, the I'm, you know, doing these, looking for the shiurim, for the gezeisim, for this, for that, I'm not holding there. That Cheshbon HaNefesh is good. When a person wants to improve his ma'isim, he has to sit down and say to himself, am I really doing what I'm supposed to, and so forth. But when a person understands that his avoda is between, I don't want to say the word churban, but between not existing and yes existing, then adarabah, the fact that the person comes to Beis Medrash when his head's not into it, and he sits through it and sweats it out even when his mind is in 100 different places. And he pulls himself for davening even when his heart's not singing and into it. And the person goes through the mitzvahs and so on. Then the person is expressing in some ways
a deepest sense of allegiance. The person is holding on to the leaf. And that's in the tougher matzavim, and as tough as the matzav is, as the tougher it gets, the more this avoda becomes pronounced. The avoda becomes a struggle between the hanicha lichas v'shalom or the v'yisem liam skulam.